A woman in a gold gown stands in a dais before billowing clouds. A starburst of light burns from the torch in her raised right hand. In gold, Columbia Pictures. A lighthouse is silhouetted against an orange sun. In the rippling blue water, in white, Castle Rock Entertainment. In association with Nelson Entertainment presents A Face Production, a Ron Underwood film. Words appear, Pamplona, Spain. A seething crowd dressed in white with red bandanas fills a street. The crowd surrounds a balcony building. They wave flags. A red and blue wooden gate is locked with a heavy metal bar. The crowd rhythmically waves rolled newspapers. The metal bar slides open. Bulls burst out, heading for the crowd. The bulls run over a fallen man. A bull skids and falls. A runner in a blue New York Mets shirt and cap looks over his shoulder. His mustachioed friend pumps his fist. The other runs with a camera in hand. The runner leaps a fence, crashing into spectators sitting on it.
He's after me!
The guy with the camera leaps to a metal flagpole and hoists his legs up, just missing the horns of the bulls. At a corner, the man with the mustache pauses and looks back. Races to a metal fence and vaults over it into the spectators who break his fall.
Go, Mitch!
Mitch spies a gray and white bull behind him.
Stop fooling me!
Mitch eyes the bull. The bull lowers his head. A horn to his backside sends Mitch flying. Through his open mouth, the screen becomes jagged lines which form words. Billy Crystal, a cartoon cowboy in wide orange chaps and a tall hat, shoves the name away. He throws his lasso, tugs. The name pushes him out. He slides back in. Smoke rises from his cigarette. From both sides, the name squishes him. Daniel Stern. The name slides off and the flattened cowboy falls. His chaps inflate and the name pushes him away. Bruno Kirby. The cowboy returns and throws the lasso. City Slickers. The lasso spins over the cowboy, who becomes a scuba diver, parachutist, baseball player, and a mountain climber. A bull appears towering over the cowboy. The rope lashes them together. The cowboy shakes the bull's hand. They dance away. Patricia Wedick. The cowboy twirls and the lasso narrows to become parallel lines. Two cactus crush him. He waddles away and is bumped out. Helen Slater. Cactus needles fall. The cowboy lassos bull horns. The hornless bull charges in. And Jack Palance. The cowboy props the horns on the bull's head, then ropes them in place. Noble Willingham. Tracy Walter. The bull unties the rope and drop kicks the cowboy between two green cacti. Jeffrey Tambor. The bull gestures, point good. Josh Mostel. David Payman. Bill Henderson. Phil Lewis. The cowboy lassos up and pulls down. Kyle Secor, Dean Hallow. Casting by Pam Dixon. Music by Mark Shaman. The lasso drifts over the name, changing it to costume designer Judy Ruskin. Edited by O. Nicholas Brown. Production design by Lawrence G. Paul. Director of photography Dean Semler. Cowboy throws the lasso. From behind him, a loop appears and ropes him away. Executive producer, Billy Crystal. The cowboy is drugged across. Written by Lowell Ganz and Babalu Mandel. The cowboy returns, a six-shooter on his hip. Produced by Irby Smith. He draws the gun and twirls it from one hand to the other and slips it into the holster. Directed by Ron Underwood. The cowboy limps away. Jagged lines become a scream from Mitch's mouth.
Oops. Does he know what he's doing? Does he have any idea what he's doing? Because, you know, I can't talk to him.
Oh! Relax. He's doing a beautiful job.
Sir, El Doctor. Hello?
Behind Mitch, a doctor appears.
Don't sew up anything that's supposed to remain open, okay?
Okay.
Oh, good. Blind him with a flash.
Phil, let the man keep what's left of his dignity, please.
dignity. This is all your fault, Ed.
My fault?
Yeah, because you're a macho lunatic. Phil and I are sheep.
We're not sheep.
We are sheep. We do every stupid thing he asks.
I didn't make you run.
No, it was a 2,000-pound rampaging animal spraying bull snot all over Spain. That's what made me run. You made me stand in front of it.
Come on, guys. Group shot.
I got a big I told you so coming from Barbara on this.
Maybe she won't notice.
On an airplane, a blonde eyes a bulge on Mitch's backside.
Honey, want a pillow? It's a long flight.
No thanks.
Come on, it's not that bad. I look like your mother.
Here comes Mr. Bull.
Hey, baby, do you want the aisle seat or the window seat? Because whichever one you want makes me happy.
I don't care.
Good, then take the window. I want to talk to Mitch.
Okay. I'll be right back.
Miss me? Admit it, pal. You had fun.
No. Scuba diving is fun. I mean, it's normal. People do that. Baseball fantasy camp, until Phil threw up on Willie Mays, was fabulous.
I was nervous. He was my idol.
Never forget Willie's face. Say, hey, that's lunch on me.
Phil, I'm standing.
Yes, dear.
I can't wait to get out of this country. Those people.
You know, maybe it's just me. But I think our little adventures lately are becoming stupid. You know? What did you call them?
Desperate attempt to cling to your youth?
Yeah, that.
I'm bad.
Okay. I have just one more thing to say. Target parachute jumping.
Ed?
Now, it's a smaller parachute, but you're traveling twice as fast.
Great. So when they find your body, they can bury it in a Sucrets box.
Phil said he'd go.
Phil wants to die. I mean, if you were married to that, you'd want to die, too. Look, he's pretending to be asleep so he doesn't have to talk to her.
It's a couple of little jumps from a plane.
And then what? We go on safari, only the animals have guns and they hunt us?
Forget about it.
It's never enough for you, Ed.
I'm reading.
When's it ever going to be enough?
Over the skyline of New York, words appear. 1 year later, a clock changes to 5:16. Mitch sleeps next to Barbara. She opens an eye, then rolls over. Mitch reaches for the phone.
I can't believe my baby's 39 years old. It's 1952. We're driving back from your Aunt Marcia by water breaks. Your father jumps the divider of the Sawmill River Parkway and races me to Doctor's Hospital and...
Mitch mouths her words.
At 5:16, out you came. Oh, happy birthday, darling.
Oh. Bye, Mom.
Happy birthday.
Barbara kisses Mitch's cheek. He puckers his lips and turns his head as she rolls away. He raises his brows and gets out of bed.
Well, at least she said my age in years. Usually she uses months like I'm still an infant. How's Mitch? Oh, good. He's 468 months today. Wow.
He leans toward the mirror.
I look a year older. Do I look a year older to you?
Honey, at 5:15, everybody looks a year older.
Do you know what I found yesterday? Hair in my ear.
Mitch.
I'm losing hair where I want hair, and I'm getting hair where there shouldn't be hair.
That's it. I'm canceling your birthday party.
Why?
Because your birthdays depress you.
No, they don't.
Oh, Mitch, on your 30th birthday, you said you couldn't see. And then on your 34th birthday, you forgot my name for an hour. Then last year, when I asked you what you wanted, you said a CAT scan.
I had a headache.
This year, let's just let it pass.
I want to see my friends.
All right. But I don't want people coming over here thinking they're in a Bergman film. You've met my husband, Mr. Death.
I'll be good.
Yeah? Because I don't need you any worse than you've been.
Wait a second. What does that mean?
Nothing.
Nothing. Great.
He checks his reflection again and fluffs the hair on his forehead. He angles a hand mirror over the top of his head.
Yeah.
In a gray overcoat, Mitch stands on a crowded tram. Bobbing heads proceed down the street with Mitch in their midst. He's the last passenger to get on an elevator. He turns, solemn-faced, as the door closes. By his reflection in the computer monitor, Mitch trims the hair in his ear. A balding man walks by. Mitch looks up and waves with the scissors.
Got a minute?
Hi, I only have a few minutes. I have career day at Danny's school, so I
guess... Yeah, it'll just take a second.
The man slips a tape in a boom box.
What is it?
The man raises his brows. Pizza guys, come on down to Pizza Guys. Be a happy, healthy fella.
Have some sauce and mozzarella. A pizza guy. So,
it's stupid. It's annoying. It makes people change the station.
I didn't write it.
But you bought it. You put it on the air 3 times a night during drive time. People are having accidents.
The man tosses the tape through a small hoop and into the trash.
You used to go out and get advertising. You hustled. You were creative. Something bad came in, you fixed it. What's going on with you?
Mitch drops his gaze.
Did you ever reach a point in your life where you say to yourself, this is the best I'm ever going to look, the best I'm ever going to feel, the best I'm ever going to do, and it ain't that great?
Happy birthday.
Thank you.
Now look, I'm the station manager. I'm responsible for the quality of work here at the station. So, till further notice, I have to insist on personally approving all the new spots.
What? I can't make a deal without checking with you first?
Just till you get back on track.
At school, Mitch sits facing the class.
Thank you, Mr. Morelli. Daniel, would you introduce your father, please, and tell us what he does?
My dad's named Mitch, and he's a submarine commander.
Mitch's face falls.
Danny.
Submarine commander?
Danny looks down.
He works for WBLM radio.
Mitch presses his lips together and rises. The other father pulls a punch and slaps Mitch's back.
Well, like Danny said, I work for WBLM radio.
Are you a disc jockey?
No, I'm not a disc jockey. You know the commercials that are on the radio?
Oh, do you make all those commercials?
No. Other people make the commercials. I sell them time on our station for the commercials to be on.
So you decide which commercials to use and when.
That's right. Well, no, it's not right. It used to be right. Seems now that I even have to check with the station manager if I want to wipe my nose.
Danny drops his head to his arms.
The minute he took away my authority, I should have quit.
The other father circles his finger.
Value this time in your life, kids. Because this is the time in your life when you still have your choices. And it goes by so fast. When you're a teenager, you think you can do anything, and you do. Your 20s are a blur. 30s, you raise your family, you make a little money, and you think to yourself, what happened to my 20s? 40s, you grow a little pot belly, you grow another chin. The music starts to get too loud. 50s, you have a minor surgery. You'll call it a procedure, but it's a surgery. 60s, you'll have a major surgery. The music is still loud, but it doesn't matter because you can't hear it anyway. The 70s, you and the wife retire to Fort Lauderdale. Start eating dinner at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. You have lunch around 10, breakfast the night before. Spend most of your time wandering around malls looking for the ultimate soft yogurt and muttering, how come the kids don't call? How come the kids don't call? The 80s, you'll have a major stroke. You end up babbling to some Jamaican nurse who your wife can't stand, but who you call mama. Any questions?
In the kitchen.
Danny was embarrassed to tell the class what my job is.
They're 9. They get excited about the guy who gives them change at the arcade. You just happen to have one of those jobs. It's difficult to...
believe that a grown man does without losing his mind. I mean, what is my job? I mean, I sell advertising time on the radio. So basically, I sell air. At least my father was an upholsterer. He made a sofa, a couch you could sit on. It was something tangible. What can I point to? Where's my work? It's air. I sell air.
Well, so what are you saying? You want to quit?
How can I quit? I'm trapped.
You're trapped?
Yeah. The other day, you said you want to send Holly to a performing arts school.
Well, she's got talent.
Talent? She was in one play and she fell off the stage. That's not talent, that's gravity. And that school costs money. Everything costs money.
Bye.
Where are you going?
I'm sleeping at Gwen's down the hall.
Again? Are you paying rent there?
Dad.
We're having a birthday party.
want to sit around all night with your friends.
I told her it'd be all right. We'll have a family party tomorrow.
The girl smiles at Mitch and hugs her mother.
Bye, Dad.
Bye.
Happy birthday.
Thank you.
Danny makes a face.
Wait, let me show you how I pop my shoulder.
He pulls up his shirt and a muscle contracts.
Danny, Dan, come on, come on. He's in the gifted program. Come on, go to sleep, huh? Kim, you poor thing, what has married life done to you? I mean, you look like hell.
6 months. Admit it, you didn't think Ed would ever get married.
Well, he met the right woman. And how often are you meeting that woman?
You're lucky it's your birthday, pal.
Excuse me, I see one of the guests is stealing.
Your husband is so cute. He must laugh all day.
Yeah, my sides hurt.
Phil dozes on the sofa.
Phil? Hello? You're pretending to sleep at my birthday party. Is she around?
Phil's wife starts to eat a cracker, then scowls.
She's in the kitchen. This is quite a life you've carved out for yourself, Phil.
Phil! Phil! We're leaving.
We haven't had cake. He hasn't even opened his presents yet.
Phil, you have to open the store at 4:30. Daddy's counting on you.
15 more minutes?
She glares at Mitch.
Starting now.
Phil sets his watch. Mitch smiles at her.
4:30 in the morning? Hey, you know, you manage a supermarket. That's when the food arrives. Don't you have an assistant or a kid or something? Arlene's father likes me to do it. No free rides, Philly boy. No free rides. Do you ever think about quitting? Yeah, sure, right. That's just what I want to do. Start over with two kids to take care of? No. At this age, where you are, you are.
Hey, look who's awake.
Look, I have got 14 minutes, okay? So can we give him the present?
Yeah.
What'd you get me?
2 weeks. The three of us. New Mexico. Driving cattle.
What, like in a truck? No, no, cowboys. It's a real old-fashioned cattle drive.
We drive the herd from New Mexico to Colorado.
You can do this?
We ride, we rope, we sleep out under the stars.
Show them the brochure.
It's fantastic, Mitch.
Huh. It's the newest thing. People do this. It's great. Wow, look at this. Real horses. Does look good.
Good? It's great. Cowboys, it's what you always wanted to be. Remember Mitchie the Kid?
Right, Mitchie the Kid. And it's right when your vacation comes. We've been planning it for weeks. I can't do it.
Mitch hands Ed the brochure.
Why? We're going to Florida to visit Barbara's parents.
What, are you sick?
No, it's planned already. I promised. I worked every weekend for a year to get this. What's with you these days? Nothing. You know, nothing. Who is that? I know 9 people and they're all here. Excuse me. Yes.
Barbara reaches the door.
Hi. Is Mr. Phil Berquist here?
Can I get you something?
Phil's eyes widen.
Mr. Berquist, your housekeeper, tell me where you were. I'm in trouble.
Oh, what are you doing here, Nancy? Who's on register 9?
I don't know what to do.
Ramaki? I don't think this is the time or the place to talk about this.
I'm late.
What?
I was at work and on my break, and I took one of those home pregnancy tests from aisle 11.
The ones on special?
Yes. And it came up blue.
Why is she telling you this, Phil?
Because I'm her boss. And we have a health plan.
Oh, this is rich. You scored this little girl in my father's store?
No, no, no.
Nick was in his car.
Get out of this house, you little...
I'm not a little girl. I'm 20.
Hey! I will not permit you to talk to her that way.
Phil's wife turns and glares at him.
Fine. I'll tell my father what you did.
No! Do not call Mr. Levine! Hey! Put down that phone!
Phil yanks the jack from the wall.
That's my phone!
You're crazy!
That's right! Not having sex for 12 years will do that to a person! Now, come on, you stop it. Come on, not in front of your friends. Come on.
I'm not afraid of you! Come from the bedroom!
The bedroom? How would you know where the bedroom is?
I'm calling!
Go ahead and call him. I'm sure he's home. It's his night to be with the other escaped Nazis, and
I hate you!
I hate you more! If hate were people, I'd be China!
Phil slowly turns. Nancy and the guests stare at him.
Let's bring out the cake.
Barbara gathers dirty dishes.
Good party.
It's...
Mitch, is that what you've been trying to tell me? That you feel like Phil?
Like Phil?
Yeah, am I gonna be sitting here some night and some checkout girl comes here looking for you?
No, of course not.
I know you're not happy here. You're not happy at work. I know how men think. I'm not happy here, I'm not happy there. I'll be happy here.
She gestures to her groin.
You make me happy here.
He points to his.
No, I make you feel trapped.
No, you don't. It's not you.
Well, how do you think that makes me feel when I hear you say that?
I didn't mean you. It's me. I just feel lost.
Barbara lowers her gaze and presses her lips together.
Kim was telling me about this cattle drive thing.
Oh.
Maybe you should go.
What about Florida?
You'll be miserable in Florida. You'll make me miserable. You hate my parents.
I don't hate your parents.
Come on, Mitch. You have known my father since you were 18 years old, and you've never called him by his name.
What is his name?
She raises her brows.
It's a joke. I was just joking. Look, I said I'm gonna go, and I'm gonna go.
You don't understand what I'm saying. I'm not saying it's all right if you don't want to come with us. I'm saying I don't want you to come.
Mitch leans against the table and swallows.
Go away with Ed. Take Phil. I am giving you these 2 weeks. It's my present. Go and find your smile.
What if I can't?
Jump off that bridge when we come to it.
He blinks, mouth downturned. From above, a yellow-brown crag rushes up. A herd of cattle raises dust as they head for a weathered barn in a wide valley. A split rail fence adjoins the barn and creates a corral. Riders on horseback work cattle in the corral. Phil, Mitch, and Ed watch. One cowboy wrestles a steer.
My butt hurts just watching this.
Are you kidding? This is fantastic.
The steer drops.
It must be the other guest.
Wish you hadn't worn this jacket.
Why not?
Why, look at it. It's got your name and your picture on it. It's a little grotesque.
I'm proud of what I do.
So is the president. He doesn't put his picture on a suit.
Hi. You guys guests here?
Yeah, we just got here a minute ago. I'm Mitch Robbins.
Ed Ferrillo. I sell sporting goods.
Show him your jacket.
Yeah, I'm Phil Berquist. I committed adultery. Lost my job and my family.
His jacket's being made.
Oh, yeah. I'm Ben Jessup, and this is my son, Steve Jessup.
Where are you from?
Baltimore. We have a dental practice there.
Really? You're both dentists?
Yes. We're black and we're dentists. Let's not make an issue, Ed.
They're not making an issue. You're making an issue.
Hi.
Hello.
Isn't this great?
We're Ira and Barry Shalowitz.
Ira and Barry, that's like the ice cream.
No, that's us. We make Ira and Barry's ice cream.
Really? I love that ice cream. But on the commercials, it's a different Ira and Barry. It's too...
Good-looking guys.
Models.
If it was us, could you eat?
A lone woman approaches.
Who is that?
They all turn and stare.
Hi. I'm Bonnie Rayburn.
You know, when I was alive, I would have found her attractive.
Howdy. I'm Clay Stone, and this is my wife, Millie.
I do. Howdy.
Welcome to the Stone Ranch. Believe it or not, that work you saw a while ago, y'all are going to be doing that the next 2 weeks.
Yahoo!
That's a good yahoo, son.
Thank you.
If you came out here thinking this is a dude ranch, I hate to disappoint you. This is not pretend. This is a real working ranch. We've got to move these animals from here to our ranch in Colorado.
This is going to be great.
Now, here's some of the folks you'll be working with. This is T.R. and Jeff. They're both professional cowboys. and our trail boss will be in a couple of days. And this is the best doggone Western chef going. Cookie, oh, Cookie, tell them what they're going to eat.
You ain't going to be getting no Nouveau Almondine thin crust bottle of water sautéed city food. Food's brown, hot, and plenty of it.
It's not that bad. Now listen, we're going to go to work in the morning. And I mean work. Came out here, city slickers. You're going to go home, cowboy.
Phil and Mitch try on clothes. Phil wears a 10-gallon hat.
What do you think?
I think you look like one of the village people.
Mitch has a flat-brimmed hat, then a bowler. Phil dons a small straw cowboy hat and grins. Mitch tries a round crowned hat. He mouths cow and holds up his hand. Ed grins in a dark brown felt hat. He aims his fingers. A blue Mets baseball hat gets a nod from Mitch. In the corral, Barry tries to mount a horse.
Excuse me. Here, boy.
Mitch
here,
chases
boy.
The horse. Barry, with one foot in the stirrup, drops across the saddle on his ample belly. All the guests on horseback crest a hill. Phil's hat dangles around his neck. Whoa. Millie shakes her head and spits. A rope lands on the horns of a sawhorse steer.
He did it again. Boy, you're getting great, Ed.
See? There's nothing to it. Okay, your turn.
I just can't get this.
You'll do it this time.
Okay.
It's wrist, 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 go.
Okay.
That's it. Wrist, 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 go. Will you stop kidding around?
I'm not kidding around. I can't get this. I'm not good with ropes. I can't even take the string off a bakery box.
It's time, run.
Okay.
Barry ropes Ira.
Everyone can do it but you. It's embarrassing.
It's not a competition, Ed.
Everything's a competition. Life's a competition. Come on, try it again.
How's it going?
Oh, okay. Where have you been?
Oh, I was watching him castrate a horse.
Well, I'm hungry. How about you? Hmm?
Can I help you with that?
No, thanks. I think I'm getting it.
Are you? Are you getting it?
See this? You see what's going on?
Yeah, I'll take the big one.
Wait a second. We are guests here.
What, are you going to wrestle the cowboys?
We're not going to do nothing.
Wait. Hey, let me handle this, okay? You know how you get. It'll be high noon.
Come on, let me help you out.
Look, just leave me alone.
Come on. Why can't you see it? I'm in love.
Hi, boys. How are you? Hey, I was just roping over there. Thought I'd mosey on over. You know, I'd never moseyed before. Hope I did it correctly. I mean, I've walked, I've ambled. I even sashayed once, but that was in front of the draft board.
Jeff and TR stare.
Hello. Ooh, rough corral. Bonnie, wanna come roping with us?
No, that's all right. I think that Bonnie's talking with us, friend.
She's fine right here. Guys, listen, what are you doing, huh? This isn't exactly 90s behavior, gotta be honest with you.
Jeff looks down.
You stepped on my foot.
He did not, you horse's hide.
Ed.
You want a piece of this?
Anytime, Zeke.
How about right now, Stubby?
Fine.
A rope drops around Jeff's neck and jerks it against the fence. He slides to the ground. The roper dismounts. A black felt hat rides atop his white hair.
This man owes you an apology.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean anything by it.
Not you. Him.
Him, yeah, of course.
Jeff shakes his head. The roper's knife lands between Jeff's legs.
God, I'm sorry, man. That'll never happen again.
Yeah, see that it doesn't.
Roper glares at Mitch.
I'm sorry, I thought we're on the same. You're doing fine.
You guys were drinking.
He retrieves the knife.
Don't let it happen again.
Jeff shakes his head. The roper narrows his eyes. He swings the knife tip in front of Mitch's wide eyes and tips his hat.
Damn.
Oh, you see that guy? That is the toughest man I've ever seen in my life. Did you see how leathery he was? He was like a saddlebag with eyes.
Listen, it took a lot of courage to do what you did. Thank you.
I'm married.
Phil was telling us you had a little trouble with Jeff and T.R.
Yeah, they were giving Bonnie a hard time.
Yeah, but he took care of it.
But what made it worse was the trail boss comes over.
Curly?
In the distance, Curly's head is wreathed in smoke.
His name is Curly? Perfect. You know what the cook said about him? He said he killed a man in a knife fight. I'm not happy about this.
This guy's a cowboy. One of the last real men. He's untamed, a Mustang. We're trained ponies. It'll do us good to be in his world for a while.
Do us good? He was hanging the help.
He was helping us.
This guy is not normal, I'm telling you. Did you see his eyes? He's got crazy eyes. He's a lunatic. I'm telling you, we are going into the wilderness being led by a lunatic. He's behind me, isn't he?
Ed nods.
Time to turn in.
Good night.
They scatter. Mitch exhales and turns. He grins up at Curly.
Sorry. I didn't mean anything by that.
I crap bigger than you.
Curly heads back toward the barn.
He's gonna kill me.
Watch it! Excuse me! Ooh.
Wow.
Ray, you are riding so much better.
Thanks. I just talked to Nancy.
Who's Nancy?
She's the girl.
Oh, the girl.
She's not pregnant.
Really?
Well, that's good, isn't it?
For her?
So what does it mean?
You know what I think? Out there are all the answers.
No, Ed. Out there.
Mitch bounces several times and pulls up in the saddle.
Are cows, and plenty of them.
You guys are probably too young to remember this, but when I was a kid, I remember seeing a movie called Red River.
Oh, I've seen it on TV.
Yeah. But not in the movie theater. The big screen with John Wayne and Montgomery Clift. You remember the scene? It was the start of the cattle drive.
Dad.
No, son, that's why we're here.
The yeehaw scene?
The yeehaw scene. Before they took the cattle out, those cowboys waved their hats in the air and yelled, "Yee-haw!" What do you say to that?
All right, over now!
Yeah!
We'll see you in Colorado.
The chuck wagon brings up the rear.
Hey, look, a stray. You take him, Mitch.
No, it's the first one. You get him, Ed.
No, it's the first one. Let Phil have
him. No, I'll get the next one. Look, you get this one, I'll get the next one.
You sure? I mean, there's going to be plenty.
No, yeah, you get this one, I'll get the next one, then Ed,
because,
you will go...
Like a round robin kind of thing. That's good, yeah. All right, so who gets this one?
You!
Oh, all right, good. Come on, go!
Gotta shoot number nine!
Hey, go, Mickey!
Mitch,
run!
Mickey!
No, don't go back there.
He chases the steer behind a bush.
Think I can't see you behind there? Hello? Come on, now. Here we go. Come on, now. Here we go. Come on.
It's like chasing a mime. Uh-oh. Hey, moonwalk.
Mitch's horse backs up.
I'd like to thank everybody and God for helping me pick my stray in.
Let's go, boy. Oh. Hey, all right. Hold back. Stop. Cut the wheel. Cut it, Ed.
Mark and lock it. You got the key, sir? How long are you going to be?
Woo.
Oh, wish the kids could have seen that. Oh.
Curly strikes a match on his cheek.
Come on, girls. Come, cow. Come on.
boy, that saddle's having all the fun.
You have like a half-track mind.
Let me ask you this. What if you could have great sex with someone very attractive, and Barbara would never find out?
It's the big trap. I mean, look what happened to Phil. The girl came to his house, then she came to my house.
Yeah. Let's say a spaceship lands.
Well, good, reality. Are you listening to this?
A spaceship lands and the most beautiful woman you ever saw gets out. And all she wants to do is have the greatest sex in the universe with you.
Could happen.
And the second it's over, she flies away for eternity. No one will ever know. You're telling me you wouldn't do it?
No. Because what you're describing actually happened to my cousin Ronald, and his wife did find out about it at the beauty parlor. They know everything there.
Forget about it.
Look, Ed, what I'm saying is, it wouldn't make it all right if Barbara didn't know. I'd know, and I wouldn't like myself. That's all.
Pay attention, girls. We got strays.
Hi, Curly. Kill anyone today?
Day ain't over yet.
Under a starlit sky, the campfire flickers near the tents.
I wonder what Barbara's doing.
You really with just one woman for 15 years? Just one?
Yes, Ed. I'm married. I caught my limit. Why are you after me about this?
See, here's the thing. Kim wants to have kids.
And you don't?
I tell her it's because we wouldn't have as much fun. It would hurt her modeling, but that's not the reason. Having a kid, that's heavy. It's a real commitment. That's saying I'm never going to be with another woman for the rest of my life.
Wait a minute. Let me get this straight. I have no life. We're all agreed on that, right?
Right.
Okay. And your big problem is that you're married to this gorgeous 24-year-old underwear model, and that's not enough for you?
You don't understand.
No, I don't understand.
I don't want to screw around on Kim.
So don't.
Oh. From the king of restraint.
What does that mean?
Let me get you hot, Phil. I need a price. Register 9.
Shut up.
I need a price.
Cut it out. Guys, come
what'd on. You use for protection? Paper or plastic? Yeah, come on.
We're on vacation!
You're gonna do nothing!
Curly douses them with water.
You're spooking the cattle.
We were just fooling around.
See you tomorrow. Sun up.
Mitch heads away from a large rock, toilet paper in one hand and a newspaper in the other.
Morning.
Hi.
You done with that?
Yeah, hope so.
Mitch passes the paper to Steve.
See, Mom, we're keeping clean.
It's cold, but I'm a real pioneer, man.
Water trickles over Ira in the canvas shower.
Morning.
Good morning.
Morning. Come on, guys. You're sorry. Let's make up, huh?
They shake hands.
All right.
My fault.
Nah, it's all right. Now, to celebrate, I got a special treat. We're gonna make fresh coffee. Battery operated, instantly grinds its own beans. Only $19.95. Come on, why live like animals?
That's great.
Yeah.
All right, now the first cup's gonna be for my good friend Phil. When we were kids, he used to let me watch his sister undress. Mm. I've never forgotten it, Phil, because I still do it. Okay. Wow, something's spooking the cattle.
Look, the cows are going
away.
Curly turns in his saddle.
Look at him go! That is amazing!
Stampede!
We gotta get him! Get him! Whoa!
Beautiful! Get that in the frame!
Oh yeah, I got him!
Ed rides off in his red underwear. Phil struggles with a saddle. Curly spies the coffee mill in Mitch's hand. The herd returns.
I'm gonna die! Oh god!
Steve climbs the rock. The empty shower is overrun.
Bonnie, there's a stampede! In your tent!
Mitch flees the empty tent and climbs a scraggly tree. Phil crawls in the rocks. The tents fall. Bonnie sits on a rock, her back to the camp. Mitch clutches the coffee mill and hangs on the swaying tree. Ira, Barry, and Ben huddle in the rocks. Cookie takes a swig from the flask. The chuck wagon topples. Bonnie remains serene, headphones over her ears. Curly raises a black gloved hand. The cattle stop.
City folk.
Jeff and TR right the chuck wagon. Clothes litter the campsite.
I'm sorry. I mean, I was just trying to make a cup of coffee, that's all. It was French roast.
There's still a few head missing. Must have gone into that canyon while I was getting the others.
TR and I'll get them.
No, I'll get them. With you.
Me?
Yeah. You're coming with me.
Just the two of us?
You move the herd, I'll catch up.
You mean we'll catch up?
Let's go.
Curly grins. Mitch looks to fill an egg. They look back.
Bye.
Is he gonna be all right?
Sure. Curly's just trying to scare him.
Did I ever show you pictures of my wife and kids? I'm their sole support, you know.
If anything happens to him, I'm going after Barbara.
A lone steer chews.
Throw a rope on this one so we can go after the others. Rope
him. I'm not good at it. I have a roping disability. Be right with you.
The steer looks over at him. Mitch swings the rope, tangling it and knocking off his cap.
Holy cow.
Hey, see, I'm good at this part.
Throw it!
The rope falls on Curly. The steer looks away.
You know what just occurred to me? Roping is stupid. This is a cow, not a gazelle. Watch. Get off the horse, huh?
Okay.
And then you walk up the cow. Look how good this is working. Then you say, hi, Bob Vila for this whole herd. We're gonna rope you today. Then you take Mr. Loop and put it around the head of Mr. Cow. Now what's wrong with that?
The steer bolts, dragging Mitch behind him.
Bat! I'm on vacation! Ah! Is that it?
That's it.
What are we doing?
Making camp. Too late to catch up to the herd before dark. Catch up tomorrow.
You mean we're gonna sleep out here? Just,
That's right.
Oh, God. It's deliverance.
Curly drops his knife.
Getting ready to shave?
You make a lot of smart remarks at my expense, don't you?
I'm joking. I do it with everybody. It's just my way.
I don't understand that way. Put that away. I said, put that away.
Hey, you know, the first time I tried to talk to you, you embarrassed me. So I teased you a little bit, which maybe I shouldn't have done. So I'm sorry. But now you're sitting over there playing with your knife, trying to frighten me. But you're doing a good job. But if you're gonna kill me, get on with it. If not, shut the hell up. I'm on vacation.
The knife blade glints in the firelight.
Thank you.
See them tumbling down, pledging their love to the ground. Lonely but free I'll be found, drifting along with the tumbling tumbleweeds. Cares of the past are behind. No way to go, but I'll find.
Curly tosses the knife away.
Just where the trail will wind. Drifting along with the tumbling tumbleweeds.
You know any show tunes?
Daylight on horseback.
And the second it's over, she's gonna get back into her spaceship and fly away for eternity. Would you do it?
She a redhead?
Could be.
I like redheads.
You ever been married?
No.
You ever been in love?
Once. I was driving a herd across the Panhandle, Texas. Past near this little dirt farm around about sundown. Out in the field was this young woman working down in the dirt. Just about then, she stood up to stretch her back. She was wearing a little cotton dress, and the setting sun was right behind her, showing the shape that God had given her.
What happened?
I just turned around and rode away.
Why?
I figured it wasn't going to get any better than that.
Yeah, but you could have been, you know, with her.
I've been with lots of women.
Yeah, but, you know, she could have been the love of your life.
She is.
That's great. That's not great. No, that's wrong, Curly. You passed up something that might have been terrific.
My choice.
I never could have done that.
That's your choice. Cowboy leads a different kind of life when there were cowboys. They're a dying breed. Still means something to me, though. A couple of days, they'll move this herd across the river, driving through the valley. Oh, there's nothing like bringing in a herd.
See, now that's great. Your life makes sense to you. What's so funny?
You city folk, you worry about a lot, don't you?
My wife basically told me she doesn't want me around.
She redhead?
Well, I'm just saying.
How old are you? 38.
39.
Yeah. You all come up here about the same age, same problems. Spend about 50 weeks a year getting knots in your rope, and then you think 2 weeks up here will untie for you. None of you get it. Do you know what the secret of life is?
No, what?
This.
Your finger?
One thing. Just one thing. You stick to that. And everything else don't mean nothing.
That's great, but what's the one thing?
That's what you gotta figure out.
A cow lies on her side.
What's the matter? What's going on?
This cow's having a baby.
Yeah.
I noticed it when we found her. I was hoping she'd make it through the drive, but she's ready.
Does she do it herself, or do you have to help her?
I'll hold her down. You deliver the calf.
Excuse me? Hello? Why don't I hold her down?
Because you don't know how. She'll kick you and kill you and her and the calf, and that's too much for me to carry back.
I see your point.
Come on, she's ready. Just reach in and pull out the calf.
Mitch pulls off his gloves and tosses his cap. He scowls as the tail comes up. Gritting his teeth and squinting, he inserts his hands.
Oh. You know, this was not in the brochure.
She needs help.
Now, what's taking so long? Did you see the head?
He leans over.
I only see a tail.
Oh, it's turned the wrong way. Get it out.
Uh-oh. My watch came off.
Now!
It was a gift!
Do it! Now!
Look what I did! I made a cow!
A wet calf rests on Mitch's chest.
This is unbelievable. This is amazing.
He looks like you.
Look at him. Yeah. Get up. Go. Look at this. He's walking already. He's a genius. He gets that from my side of the family. Well, you all walk very early. I'm gonna name him Norman. You know, because years ago, why did you do that?
She was dying. And she was suffering. You saved the calf. Good job, Capua.
Curly drapes his arm over Mitch's shoulder. Mitch grins and smiles at Norman.
There you go, Norman. That is it. You were only down a quart.
That's really wonderful. You got him to drink from the bottle.
Yeah, thank God, because my nipples were killing me.
What do you think? What would be the perfect flavor with this meal?
Cherry vanilla?
No. If it was Chinese food, right on the money. But this, toasted almond.
Mm. What's going on?
Barry can pick out the exact right flavor of ice cream to follow any meal. Go ahead. Challenge him.
Challenge him.
Come on.
Franks and beans.
Scoop of chocolate, scoop of vanilla. Don't waste my time.
Barry tosses his plate. It lands at Mitch's feet.
Come on. Push me.
Sea bass.
Grilled.
Sauteed.
I'm with you.
Potatoes au gratin. Asparagus.
Barry meets Ira's glance.
Rum raisin.
What? They high five.
What? How do you know he's right?
How do we know? 1,400 retail outlets across the country. That's how we know.
Woof!
Will you stop with Roberto Clemente? Henry Aaron was the greatest right fielder of our generation.
Could he run like Clemente? Could he throw like Clemente?
Look, I'm going to say one thing to you, okay? 755 home runs. Goodbye.
Hey, Clemente was killed in a plane crash.
What, you're going to blame that on Aaron?
No, I'm not blaming. I'm just saying.
Baseball.
You've got something against baseball?
It's just I used to live with a guy who was like a baseball encyclopedia, and I just got flashes.
But you broke up with him because of baseball?
No. We had different needs. I need him to treat me decently and get a job, and he needed to empty my bank account and leave.
Ouch. So do you hate baseball?
No, I like baseball. I just never understood how you guys can spend so much time discussing it. I mean, I've been to games, but I don't memorize who played third base for Pittsburgh and 1960.
Don Hoke. Beat you.
See, that's exactly what I mean.
So what do you and your friends talk about out there?
Well, real life. Relationships. Are they working? Are they not?
No contest. We win.
Why?
Honey, if that were as interesting as baseball, they'd have cards for it and sell it with gum.
Ed, I see by the sun it's time for you to hibernate again. You're right, I suppose. I guess it is childish, but when I was about 18 and my dad and I couldn't communicate about anything at all, we could still talk about baseball. No, that was real.
You know what the secret of life is? It's this. One thing. Just one thing.
And what's that?
I have no idea. But ask Curly, because he seems to know. Curly knows the secret of life?
Yeah.
I'm going to invite him over. I mean, he's a very interesting guy, you'll see.
I'm sure he is.
Curly sits alone on a rocky outcropping, his plate in his lap.
Hey, Curly? Curly? Curl? You got a minute?
He is a real cowboy. He sleeps with his eyes open so he can still watch the herd.
Curl? Curly?
Mitch's face falls. Mitch drives a wooden cross in the ground with a piece of flagstone, then removes his cap.
Well, I guess that's it. Wait a minute. Shouldn't somebody say something? I mean, you know, like a eulogy?
Yeah. Cookie? You know him best.
Lord, we give you Curly.
Try not to take him off.
That's it?
What else is there? I got chicken burning.
You're a warm man, Cookie. Wait a second, I'll... What can I say about Curly? I didn't know you well, but I'll never forget you. You live life on your terms. Simple, honest, and brave. I'm glad for the short time that we spent together.
Amen.
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 Mitch gathers Curly's hat and red plaid coat.
You think this is all right? I mean, with them?
All right, listen up. Ben, I want you to take the left flank with TR and Bonnie. I want you three boys. You're going to ride point. I'm going to push with Steve, Barry, and Ira.
Yeah, they're pros. They'll be okay.
Cookie takes a swig from a flask. The wagon pulls away from the mound of brown earth. The riders file past the rustic cross and bouquet of wildflowers.
So long, cowboy.
The herd moves toward eroded sandstone bluffs.
You know what makes you stop and think?
Stop the clock. That's 25 minutes, I win.
Yep.
Win what?
I had under a half an hour before you started to talk about death.
Why would you think I would talk about death?
What, are you kidding? We just came from a funeral, and it's your favorite subject.
It is not. I just think that when you see a life end, it's a natural time to think about your own mortality.
No, it isn't. Why do that to yourself? When somebody dies, I don't change places with them. I appreciate the fact that I'm not dead. Look at this. It's a beautiful day. I'm here with my two best friends, and we're driving a herd of cattle across the plains. It's one of the best days of my life.
All right, what is the best day of your life?
You mean ever?
Yeah, best day ever in your whole life. And you can't do when your kids were born. That's too easy.
I got one. I'm 7 years old, and my dad takes me to Yankee Stadium. My first game. We're going in this long, dark tunnel underneath the stands. And I'm holding his hand, and we come up out of the tunnel into the light. It was huge. How green the grass was. Brown dirt, and that great green copper roof, remember? And we had a black and white TV, so this was the first game I ever saw in color. Sat there the whole game next to my dad. He taught me how to keep score. Mickey hit one out.
Good day.
And I still have the program.
All right, what was the worst day you ever had?
Worst day. A couple of years ago, Barbara finds a lump.
What? I never said anything.
Yeah, well, you know, it turned out to be nothing, but that whole day was...
Yeah, but that was a good day.
How?
Because it turned out to be nothing.
Yeah, but the whole day until then was horrible.
Yeah, but it came out good. You're real. The glass is half empty kind of a guy, you know that? I don't know how Barbara can stand it.
Yeah.
Rolling, rolling, rolling. Keep them doggies rolling. Man, my butt is swollen. Right. Get Get him up, pull them out, wake him up, get him dressed, get him shaved, comb the hair or hide. Tie me down, tell me lies, pull my hair smack with eyes. With a big wet strap of rawhide.
What's he doing?
Cookie drives the wagon in a circle.
He's drunk! Where'd he get the liquor?
How do I know that? Oh, we better get him out of there.
He's throwing our food!
Well,
we'll what?
We'll order out?
He's headed for the ravine!
I'm sure he sees it.
Cookie leaps from the wagon.
What can you say about Skyrocket and Buttercup?
Don't say anything. Let's just get out of here.
Wait, let's just recap what we've buried so far on this trip. Trail boss, two horses.
I can't believe we buried horses.
Well, the impact really drove them into the ground. We just covered them up with some dirt.
How are we going to move the food in the tents?
The tents roll up. We can pack enough food in our saddlebags to get us there.
Okay, let's do it.
Problem's Cookie. Let's not forget his legs are broke.
Oh, God, they're gonna shoot him. I know it. They're gonna shoot him.
Now, we put Cookie on this litter so we can get him out of here. Both me and TR gotta stay with you all in the herd. We're gonna be hitting some pretty rough mountain country.
Oy.
There's a town that's about half a day's ride out of here. I can draw a map. Somebody's gotta take Cookie. Volunteers?
I guess Steve and I should go.
Why?
Because he's injured and we have medical training.
You're dabbing with Dennis. I mean, what are we going to do? Give him a cleaning?
We have a better chance of helping him than anyone, son.
But you're having fun.
Ride with me. It will still be fun. Huh?
That's really great of you, Ben. Steve?
Yeah, thanks a lot.
We would have gone, but...
Good. I'll make up that map.
Hey, look. I found where Cookie was hiding his whiskey.
You old coot.
Hey, Jeff. Huh.
TR throws the bottle.
Shouldn't we do something?
Let them have their fun, and they'll sleep it off.
Swig!
At night.
I knew it. I knew we couldn't trust these guys.
I said tennis camp. You said, let's drive cattle.
Wait a minute. I got an idea.
Look at this.
Norman. Norman.
What are they doing with Norman?
Michi, come on out and play.
This is over a cow.
Here's your last chance.
They're not gonna hurt me. There's too many witnesses.
Please be careful.
They're just gonna embarrass me. So I'll let him. Norman, have you been bothering the cowboys again? You know, you raise them, you try to teach them right from wrong, but they learn these things from their friends. I mean, it's the school systems. You're grounded, mister. These cows today, huh?
You uppity, sawed-off sissy boy.
Listen, guys, we have a group of people here who came out for a good time. And to say the least, it's been a little bit strange. But we're counting on you to get us through this. So I'm asking you, please, why don't you just go and sleep it off, huh?
Sleep this off.
Ed arrives and slugs Jeff.
Yeehaw!
Jeff pulls his gun. Phil kicks him and tackles Jeff. They fight for the gun. TR draws his gun.
Put the gun down! Put down the damn gun!
Phil holds the gun to Jeff's head. Jeff nods to TR. Ed retrieves TR's gun.
Phil,
I'm not gonna let a bully us anymore. My father-in-law is a bully.
Phil,
I hate bullies. Because a bully doesn't just beat you up, he takes away your dignity.
Phil!
I hate that. I really hate that. Sorry. Bang!
All right, you two cowboys, go sleep it off.
TR pulls Jeff to his feet.
And let's have some peace and quiet around here for Pete's sake! I'm tired! I've been under a lot of stress. I lost my wife. I lost my job. And I've got some sort of rash from making in the bushes.
Phil goes into a tent.
Are you okay?
Yeah.
Ed and Mitch follow Phil.
Phil, thanks. That was amazing.
What?
You know,
Oh, that. Yeah.
Why don't you put the gun down, Phil?
Oh, no, you don't have to worry. I know how to handle a gun. You should keep one at the store. You know, you lock up late at night, there's a lot of cash around. Gotta make sure that the register totals match the cash and checks and the coupons, and then you got the order forms to fill out for the next day. You got to check the stock. I mean, there's a lot to do there. It's a very responsible job.
Oh, God.
Phil collapses into Mitch's arms.
Oh, Phil. Come on, Philly. Come on, man. It's not that bad.
I'm at a dead end. I'm almost 4 years old. I've wasted my life.
Yeah, but now you got a chance to start over. You know? Phil, remember when we were kids? And we'd be playing ball and the ball would get stuck up in a tree or something? And we'd yell, do-over!
Huh? Yeah.
Your life is a do-over. You got a clean slate.
I got no place to live. I'm gonna get wiped out in the divorce because I committed adultery. So I may never even see my kids again. I'm alone. How's that slate look now?
Well, the fun continues. They're gone.
Who?
Jeff and TR. They skedaddled.
They jumped on their horses and took off.
Probably thought we'd get him in trouble.
Which we would.
Does anybody know how to get where we're going?
So, we're talking death?
Now wait, won't Ben and Steve send some help?
Maybe they won't. I mean, when they left, we were still pretty much okay.
Still, they might.
Might? We're hanging our lives on might!
Let's not get hysterical here, okay? Calm down. Now, for 4 days, we've been going in this direction. I think we keep going in that direction.
Isn't that a little vague?
Curly said there was a river and a valley. We'll just have to do the best we can.
So you're saying we can drive this herd?
The herd? Are you delirious? We leave the herd. We'll go 10 times as fast without them.
Well, yeah, but there's no pasture land up here. There's no water. I don't think they can survive up here.
Well, not to sound cold-hearted, but so what? No, I mean, they give us a trail boss with a coronary, they give us a bunch of drunks, and we're supposed to worry about the cattle? You're a nicer person than I am.
No, you're right.
Look, the rest of you go ahead. I'll drive the herd.
What are you talking about?
I'm saying I think I can bring in the herd.
No, you can't. What, are you crazy? You couldn't even manage your stores. You had to bring in your cousin.
Mitch, you were right about all the weekend warrior stuff. The war games, the parachuting, but this is real. This is really happening. No rules, no games. Just can I do it?
It's impossible. I'll do it with you. Phil, you have like a day's worth of food and water left.
We'll be all right.
Maybe you won't.
Well, maybe we will, Mitch. Why don't you just accept that maybe you don't know what we're going through?
I know exactly what you're going through. And you think that bringing in this herd is going to make all the broken pieces of your life come together?
Hey, you don't want to do it? Don't do it. We want to do it.
I'm not doing it.
Don't do it. I'm not asking you to do it.
You have been talking me into doing stuff like this my whole life, and I am not doing this.
What are you, deaf? I'm not asking you to do it.
Great.
Come on, Phil.
It's crazy.
Phil shrugs and joins Ed. Mitch stares into the campfire. Bonnie, Ira, and Barry watch. Mitch moves toward them.
We'll ride out together tomorrow morning. Without the herd. They can do whatever they want.
Daylight. Ira, Barry, Bonnie, and Mitch ride off.
Come on. We got cattle to move.
Hey!
What are you doing?
I'm not listening to you.
Just do your job.
Don't tell me. I'm not listening to you anymore.
Listen to the cow.
Come on, you little doggy.
Come on, let's go. You take those, I'll take these.
Hey, come back here.
Stray cattle head into a ravine.
Hey! Stop! Stop!
Get back here!
Ah! The hell with you! Who needs you anyway?
The cattle return.
What the heck? How did I do that? Hey, Mitch!
Mitch stops on the rise and circles.
It's Mitch! Mitchie the kid!
Curly said there's nothing like bringing in a herd.
Mitch wears Curly's black hat.
Nice hat, partner.
Come.
Hey, there's my little man.
Sorry I was late, but there was so much traffic. Let's go. Ha!
Nothing to be ashamed of. I had the same problem.
But didn't you feel stupid? I mean, didn't you feel inadequate?
Yeah, for a while, but then I overcame it. Can I explain it to you again? I mean, promise me you won't get upset.
Okay. It's not going to do any good.
Okay. If you want to watch one show, but record another show at the same time, the television set does not have to be on channel 3.
It does.
No, it
does. It does.
No, if you're watch a recording, then it has to be on 3.
Wait, no, the TV or the machine?
The TV.
You're saying I can record something I'm not even watching?
Yes, that's the point. You don't even need a TV to record.
How would I see it?
Well, to see it, you need a TV.
Shut up. Just shut up. He doesn't get it. He'll never get it. It's been 4 hours. The cows can tape something by now. Forget about it, please.
How do you do the clock?
Oh, you're dead. You are dead.
Come on.
Gotta
watch. Let's go,
cow.
Come on.
Let's go.
Come on. Let's go. Come on. Come on. Come on.
A storm builds in the distance as they enter dense trees.
Oh. Yeah. Let's go. Come on, Norman. Keep up, boy. Keep up. Norman, stay with the class. Come on, boy. What do we do now? Like I should know?
Come on, let's keep the herd together.
Yeah,
keep
let's go.
We're doing great, guys. We're driving them.
Oh, that's perfect. We're lost, but we're making good time. This is the way, guys. I can feel it.
Rain dances on the surface of a dark gray river far below them.
Supposed to be here.
There's probably an easy place to cross, but we missed it.
This could be the easy place.
Oh, God.
Look, we did the best we could. Let's just leave the herd and get out of here.
No. A cowboy doesn't leave his herd.
You are a sporting goods salesman.
Not today.
Ed heads down the steep embankment.
Easy, okay? Back in front of you. I started this, and I'm gonna finish it. It's fast, but it's not deep. Come on, bring him down. Come on, let's go. Okay. Come here. Group gap.
Whoa!
They drive the cattle into the river.
Come on, move! Move it! Come on!
Help me!
Move it, cow! Come on! Easy! Whoa! Hey, get over there!
Bill,
I'm 39 and I'm saying moo cow in a river. Do you believe this?
We did it!
Hey! Ed points at Mitch, who grins and points back.
Yeah!
The herd reaches the other side. Norman struggles in the river.
Oh, God.
Mitch lassos Norman. Trips. Mitch falls in the river and the rope leaves his hand.
Norman!
Norman is carried by the current. Mitch sheds his sodden duster and swims for the rope.
Norman! Norman!
Got you.
Help!
Oh my God.
Mitch! Hey, Ed!
Help!
Norman!
White water nears. Mitch and Norman are driven under the churning water.
Mitch!
They surface as Phil rides along the river's edge. Ed arrives. Phil slides down the bank. Phil crawls onto a fallen tree.
I got you! Come on!
Phil grabs Mitch's hand and is pulled in.
I got you!
Ed leaps on the tree and snags Phil. They crawl back along the tree.
Give me a hand!
Norman licks Mitch's face.
You're crazy. You talk about me, but you're crazy.
You could have been killed!
We almost lost you, pal.
Nice catch.
Yeah.
It was like Mays in the 54 World Series. Vic works.
Ed kisses Mitch's forehead, then sighs. Daylight. The herd moves among tall pines. They weave through in a straggling line. Ed, Mitch, and Phil in the rear. The valley lies below, nestled amid dense trees and tall, dark mountains. The three grin.
Let's bring him in!
Cookie clanks the triangle with his crutch. Bonnie hops up from her chair on the porch. Clay looks up. Ben and Steve run from the bunkhouse.
It's them! Fire! Fire! Oh, yeah!
They ride three abreast. The herd crosses a wooden bridge. Ira films as they bring the herd onto the ranch.
Ready to go, guys.
Bonnie smiles at Phil.
Hi.
Hi.
She gives him a thumbs up. Clay opens up the corral.
Great.
Oh, Lordy, Lord.
Here's your herd.
I'm telling you, I'm as happy as a puppy with two feeders.
We had a search party out looking for you boys.
They didn't find us.
Such a tender feet bringing in a herd like that. And look at you now. I'm giving you money back.
Millie stares at Clay.
Listen, join me. How are you talking, Clay?
Hey,
that's right.
Instead of the money, you think that my dad and I could come back and take the cattle back to New Mexico?
Really, son?
Ordinarily, that'd be great, but this herd's not going back.
What do you mean?
I'm getting top dollar from the meat company.
You mean these cows are,
I thought you just moved them back and forth.
Usually do, but prices are sky high, and I can't pass it up. Look, folks, it's not like any of them have a lot to live for. They don't have much of a life anyway.
Neither does Phil, but we're not prepared to eat them.
That's right.
This is our business, son. It's what these animals are bred for. Come on, fellas, just relax. You've done real good, cowboys. Let's get some grub.
I bet you guys go. Use a nap.
Really look dirty.
Evening. Mitch leans on the fence and watches the cattle milling in the corral. Norman emerges out of the mass and comes up to him. Mitch leans down and scratches Norman's chin. Mitch looks from Norman to the cattle and back. Daylight.
You know, you were right, Mitch. My life is a do-over. It's time to get started.
I hope I can help.
I'm gonna go home, and I'm gonna get Kim pregnant.
I hope I can help.
Whoa, Mitchie, the kid is in trouble. What about you?
Hmm?
You gonna be okay?
Yeah, because I know what he meant.
Who?
Curly. I know what this is.
What?
That's what you have to figure out.
I'm gonna deck you, pal.
No, that's what it is. It's something different for everybody. It's whatever's most important to you. For me, when I was in the river, I was only thinking about one thing. All that other stuff just went away. Only one thing really mattered to me.
Dad! Daddy, you're home!
At the airport, Mitch hugs his children.
I love you.
These faces. I miss these faces.
We miss you too, Dad.
It's no fun without you.
Hey, buckaroos. Next year, the North Pole.
What?
We hire dog sleds and we follow the same route as Admiral Byrne.
Uh-huh. Next Tuesday, coffee and cake.
Better. Come here.
Ed hugs Kim.
Hey, Phil, you need a ride?
No, thanks, I got a cab.
Phil opens the cab door, and Bonnie steps forward, waves to Mitch, and gets in. Phil shrugs, smiling. Mitch waves. Barbara approaches.
So, how are you?
Good. Things are good. Look what I found.
Mitch points to his smile.
That's nice. Where was it?
Colorado. I mean, it's always the last place you look.
Mitch, I've been thinking. If you really hate your job, why don't you get out of there? We'll be all right.
No, I'm not gonna quit my job. I'm just gonna do it better. I'm gonna do everything better.
Everything?
They kiss. Danny's eyes are covered by his sister.
See?
Oh, I missed you.
I missed you too.
Let's go home.
Today is my best day.
They kiss again.
Mr. Robbins!
You're right here. This is great. There you go.
Mitch tips the sky cap.
What, did you get a dog?
We got a dog?
All right!
Come on, little man.
Everyone, this is Norman.
The kids exchange a look.
It's a cow.
Ah, he's a calf, actually.
Mitch, you're gonna put him in the van?
Oh, yeah, and then the den.
Mitch, you're not gonna take him home.
See, kids, he just said, hello. Well, just for a little while. Then we'll put him in a petting zoo so he can be with your mother.
Mitch.
Oh. I'm kidding. I'm just kidding.
Mitch hops in the driver's side. Video description produced by Closed Captioning Services at VCTV.com.
Okay, seatbelts, Norman. Seatbelts.
Mitch.
I hope you went to the bathroom, Mitch. We've got a long ride.
Let's go home.